Were you following Artemis too?
Kind of. Space isn't so much my thing.
I'm such a like emotional space nerd.
Oh, they named like the planet or whatever after that guy's wife.
No, the crater. Yeah. Is in Carol, and it's on the side of the moon that has like two daughters can see, so they can like always look up at the moon and see their mom sobbing.
Oh my God.
Do you know about Coppi Moonjoy?
No.
Okay, so they were like talking to Houston and they were like, I don't mean to be hyperbolic, but this is the most like breathtaking thing ever. And so Houston would have to like copy what they heard. So she went Coppi Moonjoy and you can hear her smile. And the dad has like, his daughters are Swifties, so they made him bracelets.
Oh my God.
And he was
God.
Like doing like heart hands and pointing to the bracelets. Coppi heart, Coppi bracelet.
Oh my God, that's so cute.
I have been
cute.
Crying about the moon all goddamn week.
Oh my God. Hi, Julie Mazzavalli.
Hello, Patrick Hines.
Fam, there are so many places if you want to hang out with us that you can do that. Follow us on the YouTube. We've got almost 300,000 subscribers.
We've got over, I think.
Is that right?
It's like we're 305 or 310.
Oh my God, it's growing so fast. I will like just go to check and make sure they're there. Then I get stuck watching it for like 45 minutes because it's really fun to watch. Follow us and join us on Patreon if you want like over 500 full ad-free bonus episodes. We've also made our Patreon episodes available as video now too. So if you want to just listen to the audio as you always have, it's all good. Nothing changes. But you can also watch our Patreon videos, which is super fun.
Yeah, just an option. Like, just you don't have to get tied into that. I know people are, like, doing a lot of things when they're listening and stuff.
Yeah.
So that's just an option for you, the video, if you'd like it.
We've got a bunch of different tiers. At the Hero Bell tier, we just covered America's Next Top Model, the three episodes.
What a train wreck, no pun intended.
Total train wreck. At the After Party tier, coming up this month, we've got the Savannah Guthrie interview talking about her missing mother.
That's right.
So there's lots of different tiers. There's lots of different things to check out. There's lots of ways to hang out with us.
Yeah.
Girl, what are we talking about today?
We are back to the Trainwreck series. This is Trainwreck, The Real Project X, and it is on Netflix.
It was Friday night. We are pumped up to go to the party. We're going to the biggest birthday party in the history in the Netherlands.
The strangest thing, it was in like this small town. It was the first time I heard from this place, Hagen.
A Facebook invitation to a girl's 16th birthday party went viral. The girl had posted a message inviting her friends, but forgot to mark the event as private.
All I wanted was just to have a good 16th birthday, but it really got a bit out of control.
Some of my friends said it might be turning into a Project X party.
I could have watched this episode 50 times.
Really?
I love the Trainwreck series.
You do.
I just like, it literally lives up to its name every single time. It is always a disaster. Everybody always makes the wrong decision. Yeah. Everybody's always in the wrong. Fam, this is just about a girl who like throws a party and then decides not to, but then 500,000 people show up. It's just crazy.
It's crazy. Well, I mean, well, we open learning about how like calm and green and peaceful this place in the Netherlands is, and
yeah.
They don't have any tourists and that's what they like. And I'm like, uh-oh.
I know.
I don't know how well that's going to go.
Not for long. And like, apparently people think of the Netherlands as a party country. I didn't know that. Apparently drugs are legal there. Sex work is legal there. They're like, come to the Netherlands to party.
So let's go to the Netherlands in 2012 and we meet Merta.
When I turned 16, I told my parents I would love to throw a birthday party here at home. I mean, 16 is an important birthday for us in the Netherlands, especially because the drinking age then was 16.
And 16 is a big birthday in the Netherlands because in 2012, that was the legal drinking age.
That is insane.
It changed to 18 in 2014, which it currently is.
That is also insane.
It's
I get it in this. I was thinking about why would this be the case? And I understand that, like, if done right and you want to start giving your kid, like, sips of wine, then you ease them into drinking, you take the mystique out of it, and then they don't become raging alcoholics. Or they can become just like kids who drink all the time at 16 or 18, and that's crazy.
Yeah, like alcohol in this country, it's very different than the way other people approach and treat alcohol in other places around the world. Because like, then it's not like, oh, you have to wait all this time. If you're having like a sip of beer, then it's not a big deal and you don't go crazy.
And that's the idea, I think. But I don't know that how well that works in practice. Drinking had no mystique. Like, I wasn't interested in drinking until I moved to New York
and
realized just how gay I was. Then I was like, oh, this is great.
Well, sure.
This is really fun.
Yeah, yeah. Back back then, we're told that Facebook was all the rage. Like, that's what everyone was on it for, like, inviting people to things. And yeah, it was a very, very big deal in the Netherlands in 2012. And so Merta creates this invitation on Facebook.
So I created the event, something like Merta's 16th birthday. I invited 78 people, to be exact.
It asked whether I wanted to make it public or private.
I clicked public.
She invited 78 people, to be exact.
Which also seems like too many to start. Like, that right there for a 16th birthday party is too many people.
Well, to invite them, but who knows if they're all coming.
I guess that's true. But she had the option of making it a public or a private event, and she just decides to make it public.
Yeah.
A couple of things I want to say here. Merta has a pretty good sense of humor about all of this.
She does, yeah.
Because it's a long time from when it happened, and she's sort of looking back on it now. Also, every single person in this documentary speaks flawless English.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah, that's not uncommon, right?
For it's not, but it's kind of amazing. You know what I mean?
Like, oh, yeah, it's coming from someone who speaks like 1 1/4 languages. Sure.
I barely speak English. You know what I mean? Like, I'm just thinking that, like, it's just so amazing that in other countries, like, you're just expected to learn English or, like, learn another language. And, like, I don't know anybody who can speak, like, another language conversationally.
Yeah.
But everybody in this documentary can.
I get the sense.
Even the dumbest ones.
And there are some fucking herb loser,
I know,
weirdo losers.
Yes.
You know, we meet some of her friends and they loved Mean Girls and Easy A and The Hangover and all those movies.
Life in those movies was quite different than from what we experienced in the Netherlands. And kids my age wanted to experience something similar.
They wanted to experience something like that. I'm like, no one actually wants to experience The Hangover.
No, and like, this is all going to tee us up to like learn about this movie, Project X or whatever.
I'd never heard of it.
Never heard of it. It's like a house party movie that eventually everybody decides they want to emulate. But it's like, her friends are sort of talking about how they're all kind of obsessed with American party culture, mm-hmm, and they want to replicate it in this tiny, sleepy little town. Girl, Helix is back. I just love to talk about it. I love to imagine the point of my day where I get to climb into my amazing, fantastic, comfy bed.
Yeah, I know everyone's like, oh, spring cleaning. Like, oh, maybe I should upgrade my mattress. It's always a good time to upgrade your mattress.
And the thing is, we talk about this all the time, but one of the reasons we love Helix so much is because they really are finding the perfect mattress for you. You take that 2-minute sleep quiz. If you sleep in a bed with somebody else, they can take it too. They will like do the hybrid and find the perfect mattress for you. They send it right to your door. It couldn't be easier. And honestly, it's the best sleep of my life.
Yeah, so we have the Midnight Lux, but they have over 20 mattress models. So you can definitely find what you need in one of those 20.
For sure. And like, if you're just one of those people who loves the sanctuary at the end of the day, that's Helix for you. You have to try it 120 days risk-free. You know what I mean? It's like, they want to make sure you love it.
Yeah, it's so easy. They send it right to your door. I used to be a hot sleeper, or I guess I am a hot sleeper, but with Helix, it doesn't matter because I just sleep better because I'm not overheated.
Yep.
And I'm not tossing and turning. It's just so nice to like go to sleep and wake up like a normal person. Kind of.
Kind of. So fam, you got to get in on the Helix. Go to helixsleep.com/TCO for 27% off site wide.
Yeah, that's helixsleep.com/TCO for 27% off site wide.
Fam, that's exclusive to listeners of our show. Just so you know, you're special.
Yeah, helixsleep.com/TCO. Get into it.
Get into it.
So we're 14 days out, 14 days to the party. It's 8:30 a.m. And they, in the documentary, you know I love details like this, they hand Merta the kind of iPhone she had in 2012. And
yes.
She's like, how did I even type on this? This is so tiny.
I know.
But it's 12 p.m. and the amount of people going to the party is like ticking up slowly. She says like, it's nothing to be worried about. She's just happy people are saying yes.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm totally like that too. I send out invites to a party and I'm checking all day to see, like all month to see who's coming. You gotta know, you invite 78 people, you got to know if you're catering for 78. You know right. What I mean?
And 2 weeks out, she needs to prep, whatever.
Yeah.
This guy, Lawrence, gets invited to the party. They went to school together, but they weren't friends. And the thing about Merta is that she lived in this like big fancy house. It was like the Home Alone house.
Yeah.
Perfect house for a party, we're told.
We're going to learn that like this town that they live in is kind of like the fancy ritzy town. And the town next door is like the kind of opposite of that. But Merta's like kind of a rich kid who lives like in a rich, fancy house. And everyone's like, let's go party at that house. That seems like it'll be fun.
And so this guy, Lawrence, notices that the event is public, and because he's a, quote, rebel, his word.
I was a little bit of a rebel, so I thought, wouldn't it be funny if I invite more people? Yeah. But I couldn't invite all of my people at once. So I needed to click on every person who was in my contact list to invite them personally. It took me a long time to do it. I sent like 500 invites.
He individually invites over 500 people. And he's like, it took a long time. And I'm like, poor you.
That is so insane. To like, were you doing it as a joke? Or did you know that people were going to come to invite 500? Because even if 10 of your friends show up and they're not invited by Merta, that is fucked up.
It's really, I think it's such a dick move.
No
question. Like, I'm sure I'm going to get shit for overreacting to it. But like, I just feel like inviting people that someone doesn't know, you never know what kind of element. These are also like a bunch of 16-year-old girls. It doesn't feel very
There's
nice.
There's no excuse for going into your contacts and inviting 500 people.
Like, you want there
party.
To be a problem.
Yes.
You're looking for trouble.
That's
and
crazy.
And not the fun kind.
No, and I feel like Merta, like, didn't know. I don't know. I don't think, like, she fully understood the private versus public setting on the Facebook invite
no,
situation.
No, you don't. Because you're just like, well, what asshole is going to start inviting all of these people? And so, like, it's 1 o'clock and someone rats out Lawrence to Merta and they're like, he's crashing the event. He's inviting a lot of people. And when she finally checks her phone, Merta sees that 3,000 people have been invited to the party happening at her house where her parents also live.
Now, Merta is telling us this kind of chuckling. Like, I'm like, Merta, you don't understand the emergency that's happening here.
No.
You know what I mean?
Like, she really doesn't. Even now, like, after we've lived through the emergency,
yeah.
She is not very...
She just doesn't get it. And so this is where Lawrence is saying that...
People were very enthusiastic and they're posting things on the timeline of the event. And then some of my friends said it might be turning into a Project X party. Best party movie ever.
They keep showing us clips of this movie. I'm like, apparently this was like a thing. It feels like a movie that did not do well in America, but like did really well overseas or something.
Well, it also came out that year. It came out in 2012. So I guess it was like very, very new to them at the time.
They say, Lauren says it's the best party movie ever.
I mean, no.
Somebody never saw Animal House, I guess.
Just like, no.
I know.
I'm just saying no.
What are good party movies? I can't even.
Can't Hardly Wait.
I never saw it.
Get the fuck out
Can you believe
here.
It? I know. I never saw Can't Hardly Wait. I also never saw, like, Lost Boys. I was just saying I saw the musical, but I never saw the movie. I know. We're different generations, though. Like, I was,
oh
like,
God.
That was around the time that I was, like, going to, like, I Know What You Did Last Summer. Like, those were my movies. Like, the high school movies from my era were, like, She's All That.
Sure. That's a terrible party.
Yeah, that's a terrible party.
But Matthew Lillard is in that as well.
I'm trying to remember the other, like, high school movies from my time.
Like,
but, like...
10 Things I Hate About You?
Never saw
that
it.
That must be Nigel with the brie?
I
oh,
know.
My God.
Never saw it. This is where our age difference comes.
You've never seen 10 Things I Hate About You?
No, never saw it.
It's so good. It holds up.
I was once at a party with a friend, and Julia Stiles was there, and we were talking to her, and my friend asked her what she did for a living. So that was funny.
Oh, my God. What'd she say?
She was very, like, thrilled to be asked. She was like, oh,
sure.
I'm an actor. Like, yeah. She loved that he didn't know who she was.
Oh my God.
But I was horrified.
You have to watch 10 Things I Hate About You. It's so good. It's
Modern
so good.
Family. I know. We'll make a list for each other.
Well, my thing's 90 minutes long.
Mine's 90
exactly.
hours long.
So Project X is a movie that came out in 2012. It's about a teenager throwing a super chaotic and destructive party. We're told it's every parent's worst nightmare.
As a parent, I can confirm.
And so now, like, the Facebook event page is being flooded and everyone is talking about making a 16-year-old's birthday, who they don't know, by the way, into a chaotic, destructive Project X event.
I don't think we had any class at all. It was just people hanging over tables and absorbing this crazy thing that was happening. And also the teacher was sort of into it.
Everyone, including the teachers, are, like, invested in it.
What?
They're all
losers.
Watching, like, I was trying to decide if I would have gone to this thing. And I'm like, certainly not to, like, destroy her house. But, like, I probably would have been like, are 3,000 people really going to show up in my sleepy little town?
I would think they wouldn't.
I know. I would think they wouldn't, too. I think that's what everybody thought.
Well, now there are over 10,000 people invited. The entire school is in on it. And Merta's tweeting about it.
Yeah.
She's, like, in on it. But because she's also assuming this is not that serious. And, like, there's no way.
She also is trying to delete the event, but she can't do it from her phone. She's got to do it from a desktop.
That kind of shit is so unnecessary.
Unbelievable. So Merta's got to go home, and she does. And as soon as she quote, hops on her bike, and she gets home and she tells her parents right away, which I was very proud of her. She's like, Mom, Dad, this is kind of silly, but it's a little out of control.
Because at 5:30 p.m., she gets home. There are 17,000 invites. And she tells her parents because she wants to get ahead of it. She's like, I can't hide it. I got to let them know. The parents are not.
That's always the right answer, children. That is, tell your parents.
But they don't get it. They're like, what's Facebook? What's social media? They have no idea. But they call the police and they don't understand Facebook or social media. So they're not really getting it. But that night, finally, like later on in that evening, Marta deletes the event. I don't understand why it wasn't deleted the minute she walked in the house.
I know.
But fine.
We're going to learn too, like it also doesn't matter. You know what I mean?
No.
Because everyone, we meet this guy, Yorick. Whatever. Yorick. And he says he has no connection to Marta.
I was an 18-year-old kid, and I just wanted to experience the one epic party, like the Project X. I remember getting something to drink, refreshed my Facebook, and I saw it was gone. 404, page not found. I was a little bit disappointed. So that's when I created the copycat event at Marta's house. I called it Project X Hare, a surprise birthday party for her.
And he creates a copycat event.
Like
that, what is wrong with these people? That is crazy.
This is insane behavior because she's a 16-year-old girl who accidentally kind of doxed herself. And now the stranger has made it his mission to invite thousands of other strangers, mostly men and boys, to the 16-year-old's house to destroy her house. Like, you guys are losers.
I'm sorry to say it, but this is a thing that, like, only teenage boys would do.
Like, this kid is 18 and she's 16, it just feels so like, grow up.
Well, because people just like, they don't realize what they're doing, but at the same time, they all hope it happens. Like, they're like, there's no way I'm going to invite 500 of my friends and they're all going to show up, but at the same time, they hope they do.
But what's really weird and creepy is that it's not even like her friends. It's some random weirdo who doesn't know her at all. Who's
a
like,
guy
oh.
named Yorick with a hard J. But she's at the movies that night, 7 o'clock, and she says she's there with her friends, and she hears the strangers in line talking about her party. Now, here's the problem, Marta. Marta is a little bit enjoying it. Like, Marta is a little bit, like, scared and, like, this is crazy, but she's also, like, Facebook famous and kind of liking it.
Yeah, no one is understanding how big it could possibly get because it seems insane.
Yes.
So it's, like, fun that she's, like, overhearing gossip about herself on in the line at the movies. Like, I get it.
Because,
whatever.
Like, whoever thinks you're going to be a part of that thing that Netflix makes a documentary about.
Yeah.
Girl, Goodles is back. I cannot even tell you, Goodles is such a mainstay of our house. I've got a pantry full of it right now. It's the mac and cheese fam that's got protein, fiber with prebiotics, and vitamins and minerals from real plant sources.
Let me tell you something. I love pesto so much. And when the wild, wild pesto Goodles showed up at my door, the squeaking and squealing from yours truly was out of control. It is rich. It is creamy. It is everything you want in a pesto, and I know from pesto.
And listen, I've got a 12-year-old in my house. You know that that means that there's a lot of mac and cheese happening here. Goodles is the stuff. We love it. It's low glycemic index. Like I said, it's got the protein. I actually feel good about plying my child with the Goodles mac and cheese.
Yeah, it has so much stuff in it. Like you were saying, like the 14 grams of protein, the 7 grams of fiber, the prebiotics, and it does not taste like cardboard because usually things like that do taste like cardboard. This tastes like creamy, delicious, tangy pesto.
So fam, trust us, you need to upgrade your mac and cheese to Goodles.
Yeah, I know you'll love it. Find the new Wild Wild Pesto flavor online at Goodles.com.
And you can pick up so many of their products in stores nationwide at Target and Walmart, plus many other major grocery stores and retailers. Do it for the good of your health.
I know. I was telling you last time, every time Mike sees them in the wild, it's like a celebrity. Oh my God, it's Goodles.
I know.
We love it.
And now Yorick, who loves memes, the memes really got him. They're now making memes of Marta, the 16-year-old girl they don't know, about how they're going to destroy her house and what a nightmare it's going to be for
her and
her parents.
This part was like so boomery to me because they were Yorick to this day is talking about how much he loves memes. And I'm like, are memes still a thing? You know what I mean? Like people, like Yorick loves memes, like really loves them.
Like the memes. That was when I knew it was going to be a great party. I'm like,
totally.
You fucking loser. Now we're 10 days out. And we meet the nightmare, and I'm like, nightmare or nightmare, Chris?
Good one.
I'm like, nightmare?
I saw what you did. He's like, the nightmare. So this, I was getting such a kick out of this because
I was the first elected nightmare of Groningen, and I was responsible for all the nightlife in the city, organizing festivals, dealing with bars, with problems. We have a city council, but after 5 o'clock, they go home, and I come in.
He's basically like the nighttime promoter of this town. I was like, this is wild that this is a job that
exists. And there's like a day mayor, which is his real title, and the nightmare.
Chris, what a job. Worst nightmare for me. No, day mayor any day of the week.
And he like comes across the event on Facebook organically and he doesn't take it seriously because only rich kids live in that area. But then parents start calling him and no one's happy. And they're like, you're the fucking nightmare. Figure it out.
Yeah. And the thing about it, though, is that Chris is like, I'm trying. Could I get a little help? Like, Chris, I think because he is the nightmare and he deals with the kids and he deals with the bars and the like, he understands that like, no, this is going to happen. And nobody, it's almost, he's like the Cassandra, like nobody believes it but him.
But then Mariska's here and I'm like, finally an adult in the room.
Kind of.
She is like the city councilor and she sees the event and then someone sends her the trailer for that stupid movie and she's like, oh my God, we have to stop this.
Because it's Arnold and Mariska. They live in the rich town. Like they're neighbors of Murta's. They are, I just have them as sticks in the mud because I also kind of want this party to happen.
No, you don't.
I don't
you
know.
You hate stuff like this.
It's like a cultural event and Arnold is the most like get off my lawn neighbor you can imagine.
Yeah.
And like he and Mariska, they definitely like do tea and scones in the morning. Like they're very proper. They're very much like they love living in a quiet little town where nothing happens and nobody makes any noise. So they're very worried that they're going to have a disaster on their hands.
And so Mariska wants to tell the day mayor, but unfortunately he's away like on vacation and no one can reach him. And so the nightmare himself calls the day mayor and the day mayor is ignoring his calls. And I'm like, what the hell is going on?
It really is. Like, the nightmare, Chris, is the only one who really sees the future here.
So we're 7 days until the party. The numbers are going up and up and up. No one is helping Marta and her family. Her parents are getting really worried that their house is going to be destroyed in a week and they're not going to have any place to live.
Like, that's their big concern. Yorick is refusing to take down the Facebook event. He's like, she's Facebook famous and she loves it.
Like, dude, shut the ever-loving fuck up. Like, you're such a loser that you can't even throw a party on your own. You have to ride a 16-year-old's like coattails, you absolute herb.
I know. So we're sort of like in Marta's house with her family. The dad is like, it's 7 days out and people are already like peering in the window, climbing over the fences, trying to say, like, it's already becoming like, and it's got 7 more days to continue to sort of blow up. People are like taking pictures, sharing it on Twitter. It's getting crazy.
And now like, in the meantime, Marta's been begging this Yorick guy to take it down and he's refusing. And
yeah.
So then her father has to call him and be like, hey, idiot.
He explained to me like people were climbing over their fence and taking pictures of them inside their living room. And that was the point that it finally hit me. If I'm actually ruining their lives, that's not something I want. So that's when I put out the message saying that the party's over. And people didn't like that.
This makes it worse because he takes the thing. My thing was like, how much of this is the Streisand effect? You know this whole Streisand effect thing?
Of course, yes.
So like, if you don't know the Streisand effect, basically like she had this very fancy house on a cliff in Malibu and like tried to make laws happen so nobody could take pictures of it, which nobody cared or nobody was going to.
But there was like they were doing a geological study of her house because it was like on a cliff.
So
she learned that her house, it wasn't like Barbra Streisand house. It was like, oh, this is where like the water could be rising. It was like an actual scientific environmental study.
And she was trying to shut it down and like nobody cared until she tried to shut it down. And now it's like the most photographed house in America
and,
or
like,
whatever.
And like before she talked about it, there were like 2 hits on the website.
Yes.
And then the minute she opened her mouth, there were like a zillion hits on the website. And then everyone started to care.
That is what I think is happening here. It would be hard to know either way, but once Yorick takes it down, there are like tens of thousands of people who were just kind of following the story for fun who are now pissed and now are super invested in this party.
Well, Yorick also handles this very poorly. I mean, to the shock of nobody, but this is the post. It's barely a cancellation and it's not telling everyone to cut the shit because he says like, unfortunately, everything has to come to an end. And like, Marta's father, a very kind and calm man, called me and told me that he's not able to leave his home without being approached about it all. And it's bothering him. So in light of this, I'm going to close down this page because it was meant to be a joke. Thank you for all of the epic reactions. This could not have been possible without you. I hope that today you all join in making one big party. So I'm like, is it canceled or is it not? It doesn't feel like a cancellation to me.
And it just makes it bigger.
You can't unring the bell.
But like, that's the thing. Like,
can't do
you
it.
Really can't. Like,
can't.
Once this started to blow up, there was nowhere to go. Unless everybody in the town, like the city officials mobilized, this was always going to happen.
But now third event has been made.
There were already 30,000 people invited.
It was a weird name to have. Der Führer obviously has a very negative connotation in the German language. So I thought I'd try to reason with the admins. And the only response that I got were two words, eat shit.
And now Mehrta herself, again, she's a 16-year-old girl, is begging and pleading with these people to please, like, not send Nazis to her house. And their response is two words.
Eat shit.
Great.
So it's 4 days to the party. Rumors are spreading that now there's going to be like a stage and artists are going to be performing.
And apparently Heineken is allegedly sponsoring the event. Like, no. And now these idiot, oh my God, these idiot radio guys are calling Mehrta and like putting her live on the air without her knowledge.
No. She totally knew. She literally says, I didn't know what to do, so I just kept talking. Oh, okay. Mehrta, you know what
it's
you do? You stop
stupid.
Talking.
It's all so dumb.
The problem is nobody believes that this is real. I think all the kids know it's real, but like nobody, like none of the grown-ups think that like anybody is actually going to show up. It's just also crazy. And I'm like, Mehrta, just hang up. Just stop answering the phone, girl.
But then why is it national news if they don't think it's real?
It's like, also international news
why
now.
Why is everyone reporting on it if it's just like a joke that no one's taking seriously?
I know.
It doesn't make any
then
sense.
Then they're draping banners down buildings in neighboring cities advertising the party like this. This is why I love it so much. Not like I don't want anything bad to happen. I don't want anyone to get hurt. But this is why I'm like watching this and my heart was racing. I was like, what is going to happen?
And she's like, so Mehrta now is on self-imposed house arrest.
At this point, we kept the curtains closed 24/7. People were always taking pictures of the house. I couldn't go to volleyball. I couldn't go to school. People started making masks of my face. It's almost like the purge where you're trapped in your house and people are ringing the doorbell and trying to get in.
People are making masks of her face. She said it felt like that movie, The Purge, which is fucking terrifying.
Terrifying. 300,000 people have RSVP'd.
And now it's the day, it's 1 day until the party. And I just don't understand how the city hasn't done a single thing to help these people.
Because Chris, the nightmare of the neighboring town, city council is not taking it seriously. He has the best idea. Let's cancel this party. Let's make an actual party, right? We'll make an actual party in the actual party town that will give the kids that are coming anyway a place to go. The city council says, like, great, you need to plan the whole thing in 24 hours. He takes it to the mayor, Day Mayor Bob says absolutely not.
He's back from vacation just in time
to
do nothing.
And I'm like, what about this? So like, let him throw the party. And if nobody comes, nobody comes. You know what I mean?
And Mariska is like, well, I was hoping that the day mayor would just like shut down roads and not let people into our small town. But yeah, no, that didn't happen.
And also, do you really think the kids were just like, you know what I mean? Like, oh, I guess this road is blockaded. I guess there's absolutely no other way to get there.
Because the nightmare is like, look, everyone's an idiot. They're believing all of these rumors. They're coming to party. If we don't give them a party, they will find a way to make a party and it's not going to be pretty.
And whoever said that is exactly right. Like that is exactly what is going to happen.
So now we meet these two jackass ripoffs, their words.
Their YouTube show is called Stuck, S-T-U-K.
Stuck means broken. We want to broke television channels because they have rules. We hate rules.
Party's gonna be epic. Everybody's gonna talk about it. So you need to be there.
We had a dream. We want to have the biggest YouTube channel in the world. So this was our move. Let's fucking film this shit. And let's have fun.
Okay. They want to go and film the destruction and put it online and be millionaires from it. Like, cool.
It really, I'm glad we have the footage, but it is crazy because they also want to go and stoke it. Like, they want to go and, like, they want to make it worse to get, like, the most outrageous video ever.
For the clicks.
For the clicks. Girl, Rocket Money is back. Look, if you need to get your life and like your subscriptions in order, Rocket Money is the thing that's going to help you do it.
Yeah, so Rocket Money can track subscriptions and has the ability to cancel your unwanted subscriptions within the app. It only takes a few taps and users are saving over, are you ready for this? $880 million in canceled subscriptions.
And look, you know I'm kind of a dummy. I need every single thing in one place. So Rocket Money consolidates checking, savings, loans, and investments into a single dashboard to give users a clear view of their financial picture. Like, it really makes it so easy to see when everything is in one place.
And it's all about the patterns. You could see like, wow, I'm doing this a lot and I don't even like this. I don't even want this subscription.
Yes.
I didn't even know I had this subscription or I thought I canceled
Literally.
That and I didn't. And now you get to see it all in one spot.
I've had the Rocket Money forever. I live by it. And And fam, Rocket Money is a personal finance app that helps you find and cancel unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps you lower your bills so you can grow your savings.
Yeah, let Rocket Money help you reach your financial goals faster. Join at rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
That's rocketmoney.com/obsessed.
rocketmoney.com/obsessed. Get your finances in order. Let's do it.
Yep, exactly. Girl, Ritual is back. Look, one of my favorite things about Ritual, because they've been with us forever, you get great peace of mind knowing you can still hit your key nutrient goals with a daily multivitamin from Ritual. They do it all for you.
So they have all of that good stuff in there, but they don't have any of the bad stuff. So all of Ritual's products are vegan, they're GMO-free, and they're tested for heavy metals and common allergens, because we don't need that every day.
Literally.
And Ritual Essential for Women 18 Plus Multi contains 9 key nutrients in 2 delayed-release capsules designed for optimal absorption per day. It is minty fresh. They are easy to take. They're coated. You pop them in, bada bing, bada boom, you get your nutrients.
And fam, you know we love the science. So Ritual conducted a university-led clinical trial for their Essential for Women 18 Plus multivitamin to test its efficacy.
Yeah, and it increased vitamin D levels by 43% and omega-3 DHA levels by 41% in just 12 weeks. That is good news, just in case you're like, wait, what?
I know, and it's just all about getting the stuff you need in one easy place. So fam, instead of striving for perfect health, aim for supporting foundational health.
Save 25% on your first month at ritual.com/TCO.
That's ritual.com/TCO for 25% off your first month. And you get the Minty Fresh for free.
Like daily dose of Minty Fresh. I'm in.
Literally.
Say no more.
So it's September 21st, 2012, the day of the party. 350,000 people are invited on Facebook.
We meet Gilbert, who's like the city council social media guy, biking to work. Like, I was like not one teenager was consulted here.
He's trying to stop the party online.
On Twitter.
He goes, we were just this tiny town with 4 likes on Facebook. And he's like, hey, everyone, the party's canceled. Like, no, girl.
And he thinks he's doing a good job. He's like, I put the word out. I was engaging. I was doing everything they asked me to do. Good job, Gilbert.
I mean, I guess if someone's trying, then I'll take it. But like the four Twitter followers.
No, make a meme care. So Yorick will be interested.
Like, he loves memes.
Loves
I just love memes. So like, obviously not, I don't think that 350,000 people are showing up to the party because people are invited all around the world. People just want to be.
350,000 people couldn't possibly get there.
No, and it gets to the point where like then it used to be on Facebook. I don't know if it's still the same thing, but like the event becomes like the all around page for the party.
Yeah.
So now, like, you could say yes so that you get updates on the party. So
yes,
a lot
yes.
of people who I'm sure were saying that they're coming were just, like,
following
trying to
the story.
Stay up to date and get the photos and then have access to everything that was happening.
But it's also, like, day of.
My youngest daughter worked in the supermarket. She told me that there were a lot of strange people buying a lot of alcohol.
Everyone was just trying to get their hands on alcohol. We were 16, and in the Netherlands, that means that you can drink, and we didn't need a fake ID like McLovin.
All of the liquor in, like, the neighboring towns is gone. Nobody can get booze because they all bought it to bring it to Marta's house.
And, like, now people are coming in from out of town. They're being interviewed about it on the train platform. I was like, who is interviewing them?
The thing is, the trains are pulling in and hundreds of people are getting off every single car. Like, it's happening.
So it's 1 o'clock and there's a crowd that's gathered outside of Marta's house. And you know who else is there? The press.
Yes.
And the press is now doing what the press does and like harassing Marta and her family, knocking on the door. Like, not trying to help, just like trying to get their statement.
My favorite thing that the city council did to deter people from finding Marta's house was they took down the street signs.
Great, thank you.
They took down the street signs.
Amazing.
I've told you this. I was that insufferable son of a bitch who, when I was very young, drove out to Amityville to go see the Amityville Horror House.
Sure.
Which, like, it's unmissable. Like, I mean, like, you know exactly what it looks like.
Yeah.
They thought that they had dissuaded people from coming by changing the house numbers. And I'm like, nobody knows the number of that house. We all know, like, those creepy devil eyes.
Yeah,
you know what
I
mean? So, like, taking down the street signs is not going to deter people from finding Marta's house.
Right. But the destruction, it's like, okay, a little less street sign moving and a little more preventing destruction. Because the destruction is starting immediately. They're taking down the street lights. And Marta and her mom are out of here. They leave right away because it's getting terrifying.
As does the social media guy, Gilbert, who literally literally says at 5 o'clock, I did a great job. It was time to go home.
Bye.
Gilbert thought that he nailed it.
So Merta and her mom leave. I think they go to Merta's aunt's house.
Yeah.
And they're watching this unfold on the news like it's a natural disaster that nobody has any control over. Like it's a fucking tsunami coming and there's nothing to do.
Let Chris the Nightmare throw the party and to like move people to another. Imagine if, because basically what happens is it's 7 o'clock, the crowd is gathering outside. They're drinking, they're partying, they're ripping down the street signs, they're ripping down the street lights. Imagine you were like, come to the public park and drink.
Right.
Everyone come to the park and drink because they're not going to get into Merrick's house.
Because once they're there, like, right. They're there anyway.
They just want to party and have fun. Like, they did it, they came, now take them to the park. It all could have been fine.
Yorick showed up to the party, even though 10 minutes ago he felt so guilty.
I told you,
he was so guilty.
Oh, make a meme about it, Yorick.
I'm like, Yorick, is this the only party you've ever been invited to, but you had to invite yourself and it had to be a prank?
Mariska from City Council is out walking her dog.
Behind me, there was a group of people chanting, making noise. And then suddenly I felt a hit on the head and immediately I heard glass breaking. They threw a bottle at my head.
She gets hit in the head with a bottle, and that's when she realizes that the atmosphere is starting to shift.
Like, it's really, everyone is screaming, they're wasted, they're chanting. Like, it's just, again.
And it is all boys. Like, you do see some girls in the crowd, but, like, the boys are drinking, the boys are getting loud, the boys are, like, the total instigators.
The driving force behind 100%. This whole thing. And there are Nazis, by the way. Thank you so much.
Oh, are there? I didn't see the Nazis.
Well, the Fuhrer thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, and it's just like at 8 o'clock, they said there are thousands of people and still more arriving. I can't believe the streets didn't collapse.
I can't. I just don't understand. And the fact that it's like the guy, whether they're just like messing around or whatever, which is a stupid thing to do anyway, to call yourself the Fuhrer and then throw this.
Yeah.
It adds like a level of darkness and like more chaos and destruction in a really evil level that like the authorities should have been like, whoa.
Day Mayor Bob never took this seriously. It's almost as though like, because he was a grown up, like he just wasn't getting served the Facebook shit that, you know, was just going around all day.
Yes. And then like, it's getting dark out now. It's getting worse and worse. And we're told it's very obvious that there was no plan. And the cops are just sitting there watching everyone. I'm like, who do they think they are? The NYPD just playing Candy Crush on their phones?
I know. And they are
doing niche.
So drastically outnumbered. Like there are like, there's like one cop for every 200 kids.
What's crazy is that like they had enough wherewithal to get barricades.
Yeah.
But then they could sort of stop there.
And what are barricades going to do to like 18-year-old boys drinking, like guzzling beer?
Also, she doesn't want this.
Right.
It's not, like, it's a party. She accidentally doxed herself and now we're here.
Merta, it's bigger than you now, girl. This is also not your fault.
That's
like,
what I mean.
Yeah, this is not Merta's fault at all.
The cops shouldn't be like trying to calm the crowd. They should get off their fucking phones and handle it.
Yeah, and like now they're throwing Molotov cocktails. The riot police arrive and I was like, oh my God, like this is gonna go from bad to worse because what is happening is this like this sort of like scary tinderbox moment of like, we saw this in Trainwreck Woodstock 99.
Oh,
like,
God.
You know, that moment of like, it's okay, but if anything really goes wrong here, this crowd is gonna turn. And this is the moment because the riot police show up.
I remember the footage from the news. It was the police hitting people.
The police were getting also aggressive. If somebody was getting close to the police would smash the guy.
And I was like, okay, you want to treat me like a rioter? Then I will become a rioter.
And like they're knocking kids to the ground. And now these kids that are drunk and were sort of like way out of line and breaking the law and should never have been there, but were having fun. Now these kids are pissed.
Because they like what starts to happen is that the major destruction with like they're lighting things on fire. They're knocking down streetlights. They're throwing more bottles. They're screaming and screaming. And then the police show up and do the worst thing they could have done, which is quote, fire warning shots. And now there's a full blown riot.
It's like a full blown riot.
But like it's super violent. Nothing is, the cars are on fire. They're looting. They're breaking into other people's homes.
Yeah. We also learned that Merch's dad is home. He stayed at the house. Now, nobody's gotten to the house yet, which is like, oh my God. He could have been killed.
Of course.
Like the house could have been set on fire. He literally stayed there to hold down the fort. To like, I'm like, I was imagining like the dressers against the front door, dressers and the desks and the lamps, sort of like teetering off like a cartoon. Like, Merch's dad, get out of there.
Like the final girl in a horror movie.
Yes,
like,
yes,
just trying
exactly.
to, like, survive. But also, like, to what end, Yorick and company?
I know.
Like, what is the point of this, really?
I know.
Was it to, like, loot and set things on fire and, like, throw bottles at people's heads with their dogs? Like, what is the point of
this? You know, and, like, we also see them, they're, like, looting the local supermarket, and this is where those YouTubers come back, because they're, like, breaking down the windows of the local supermarket. This kid is, like, stealing, like, boxes of cigarettes, but these YouTubers are filming it because they want to use it for their content.
But that was a wrong decision. In just 1 second, shit hits the fan.
Hey! Hey! They're filming us! They're filming us! Grab them! Grab them!
Somebody sees them and they jump on the guy with the camera. And the other guy is like, all I cared about was like getting the tape out of the camera. I was so happy to get the tape out of the camera. And the other
like
one
it's
was like,
fucking Zapruder film. Like, what are you
I know.
Talking about?
The other guy's like, you wanted to save my life too, right?
No.
Because these guys are talking about like they would have been dead if they hadn't been there to like rescue each other.
Well, speaking of, the police tell Merge's father that two women have died.
Yeah.
That wasn't true, thank God.
Yes.
But Merta tries to explain what she was feeling when she heard that.
Yeah.
And she can't like, this is supposed to be her 16th birthday.
And she's crying. And it takes them a minute or two to tell you that that didn't actually happen.
Yes.
But like, it seemed like these two young girls got like trampled by the crowd or something. They didn't.
I'm surprised. I'm thrilled to hear that that didn't happen. But like,
yeah.
When you see the footage, I kind of can't.
I mean, anything could have happened. I can't believe the house wasn't set on fire. Anything could have happened. I can't believe the entire neighborhood wasn't set on fire.
And so the day mayor and the police take zero accountability. And the nightmare is like, hey, these kids were coming to have a good time. And the city didn't give them a good time. And I'm like, oh, nightmare.
I know.
You were so close, girl.
I'm like, I'm on the nightmare's side, though, because it's like they were coming anyway. Like, we could have diverted them. We could have given them. Like, this is crazy.
Right.
And like, how do you stop something like this from happening in the future? Like, I just plan a party at your house for next month and invite 2,000 people. I can't believe this doesn't happen all the time.
I know. You
know?
I don't know. I mean, I think it was a very specific time. I guess that movie had come out. I mean, that might be right, what you were saying about how it was a much bigger movie
like
in other countries.
Or something.
So maybe it was that big. It was such a big deal to them. Because it feels like, why would you want to, am I just like the oldest lady? Like, why would you want to like be mean to some 16-year-old girl in her house?
Also just feels like sometimes things just catch on. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I think Merta's party became a thing some reason. And it started with Lorne's inviting 500 of his friends. And then if you get served something and you're like, 14,000 people are going to this party and I'm invited. Of course I'm going.
And they don't tell us how many people actually showed up. It was probably like
a couple hundred.
Yeah. Not 350,000.
Definitely not 350,000. Girl, Quince is back. And look, if you're like us, fam, we've been more intentional about what we wear every day. We are leaning into the pieces that feel effortless, comfortable, and still pull together.
Yeah, you know I love my little lounge sets. I love the Quince pajamas.
Yes.
I love the nylon crossbody bag. I am so beyond into their candles. I can't even tell you. You walk into my apartment, I have it right in the little entryway. It smells divine. I honestly couldn't believe it. I'm like maybe a candle snob, I guess you could call me one.
Ooh.
I love the Quince candles. They smell amazing. They last forever. Oh, delicious.
We ordered a bunch for Drag Bingo. I'm like obsessed with it.
Delicious.
And fam, Quince makes it easy to refresh your everyday this spring with pieces that feel as good as they look because they use premium materials like 100% European linen, organic cotton, and ultra soft denim. I do love their denim very much.
Oh, the denim jeans, the stretch flares. Oh my God, I love them. How could I forget?
Also, girl, it's like so affordable. Everything at Quince is priced 50 to 80% less than similar brands.
And they tell you. So they'll have like the price that you could spend somewhere else and it's X'd out and then it's the Quince price. So it's like free money.
So fam, refresh your everyday with luxury you'll actually use.
Head to quince.com/TCO for free shipping on your order and 365-day returns.
Now available in Canada too, fam.
That's quince.com/TCO for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Quince.com/TCO.
You're going to look great. You're going to smell great. It's going to be amazing.
Exactly.
But the community now has to clean up the mess.
The next day, I went for a walk with my husband and everything was already cleaned up. I was very, very proud of the people in my town.
But they do it by the next day.
It is a mess.
It's like in Times Square. Like, if you ever see, like, midnight in Times Square and, like, the ticker tape is just everywhere. People have been there for,
New Year's Eve.
Yeah, and then because I live near Times Square, like, you see the trucks and you see the cleaners. By noon the next day, it's all gone. Yeah. It's pristine.
It's a well-oiled
the cleanest machine. Times Square's ever been.
Yeah, just, like, don't do that, though, everyone. Don't go to Times Square for New Year's Eve.
It's the worst thing in the world. I did it, like, a bunch when I was, like, in high school.
You did?
I did. And it's crazy. I never cared about seeing the ball. I was never going to go get, like, barricaded in and not be able to leave for
18
hours. I was
going to say, there are people who, like, wear diapers for 4 days, which is disgusting.
And you always you can see them, like, when they open the barricades and, like, to watch the ball drop. I don't get it. Like, I really don't get it.
So where did you go when you went?
Like, I remember one year, my friend Lucas and I, we took the bus from Cape Cod and we came down. We got off at Port Authority. We kind of just hung out by Port Authority, which is right near Times Square. We walked over to the Nederlander Theater because it was Rent and we had, like, seen Rent and we had loved it. We found, this is the weirdest, we found a tire, like, of tire that became, like, our little mascot. We named it Larson.
Like a tire that you put on a car?
Yep. And we just, like, sort of hung out with we were, like, rolling the tire around the street all night.
How big was the tire?
Like a regular car tire. Yeah. We called it Larson, like Jonathan Larson. It was, like, our little pet for the night.
How'd you say goodbye to it?
I don't remember.
Like, how does that story end?
That's a great question. I would ask him, but he's got the worst memory.
Oh.
But we
were probably like, okay, we're done with this now.
He was probably like, you're being annoying. What are you doing? Larson. Yeah. And then we went to coffee at, like, 2 a.m. and we got on the bus and went home.
But where were you at, like, for midnight? Like, where were you?
I probably by the Nederlander, like, on 41st Street by the Nederlander. Because we didn't care at all. We just wanted to, like, get on the bus and go to New York and be in Times Square.
You know what? I got to tell you, post 9/11. It's a much different security situation.
Oh,
too.
Is it? Oh, yeah. Because when I was a concierge, I remember, like, people. Yeah, it's very tough to get in and out of there.
I don't think you could just, like, stumble upon
the Nederlander
at Times Square anymore necessarily. Like, I think it must be very regimented.
Which is probably good.
You know what
I mean?
Yes.
Am I one of those people who's afraid of big crowds now? Maybe.
You know? I'm afraid of people wearing diapers for 4 days.
I know.
Like, human adults. Like, why? So at the end, we get the on-screen text. Over 100 people were eventually arrested after police analyzed the video evidence.
It doesn't seem like enough people.
17 people were charged with crimes related to the riots.
Also not enough people.
No. After the riots, there was an inquiry into Mayor Batts. What is he, the day mayor?
He's the day mayor.
And the chief of police's handling of Project X. And I'm like, can we not give it a title? Don't give it the title that they want.
I know.
And after mounting public pressure, the day mayor resigned in disgrace and declined to participate in this documentary. And so a few years later, Yorick and Mirta, like, cross paths in the wild. They're both at the same party, and Yorick felt too ashamed to say anything to her.
She looked at me, I looked at her, and she was like, you're that guy, right? I was like, yeah, that's me. She's like, okay, it's fine, it's in the past, don't worry about it. And we were young and stupid.
And she forgives him on the spot. According to him, we don't get Mirta's side of the story.
Oh, that's true.
So I would have loved to have hear
what she had to say. Well, it ends with Mirta. She says, you know, I definitely would have gone to the party if it wasn't my party. I hear you, Mirta. I probably would have gone too, girl.
I mean, I guess no one actually got hurt. So maybe I'm the biggest, wettest blanket.
And the house is okay. But, like, the town probably got destroyed. Poor Arnold and what's her name? Mariska. Yeah,
her poor dog was terrified. Well, maybe don't walk your dog into a riot, Mariska.
Oh my God, girl, we did Trainwreck, the real Project X.
My God.
I want more Trainwreck. I am obsessed.
What a crazy, insane thing.
Wild. Fam, follow us on YouTube. Go watch our videos. Join us on Patreon. We've got over 500 full ad-free bonus episodes. Our bonus episodes are now on video as well as audio. What are we doing next, girl?
The curious case of the woman dying for attention.
Oh!
We got another faker on our hands, everybody.
Oh,
another,
God.
Like, illness faker.
Here we go again.
I don't know. And this is, like, this one's crazy.
It is.
It's pretty crazy. I mean, there's, like, Scamanda lying. Like, that's one thing. And what she did was obviously awful. But this woman, like, this is kind of some next level fakery.
Okay. Fuckery. I hope we get of more of Beth Karras' face makeup routine.
No, but we do get our face with makeup on it.
Okay. <great.
laughs> We get that.
All right, fam. Stay tuned for the trailer for that. We'll see you soon.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Stay safe. Don't do this.
Don't do this.
Thanks.
If Sarah had any shame, she wouldn't have done any of the things she's done over the last 20 years.
I think she really wanted the things that she lied about.
There's something not right in there.
This was a woman with no authentic identity.
I just remember I couldn't sleep that whole week.
I've never seen her walk. I don't even really know how tall she is.
I think she just idealized my life at the time and was like, this is what I want, and I'm going to insert myself in your life.
as things progressed, I found out exactly how intricate the web was, and it became almost a game.
She wasn't in it for the money, and so I became intensely curious about what she was in it for.
That person does not exist. That feeling of grief, of like somebody had just died.
That's where it gets really, really crazy.
My head was just spinning.
I just don't want anybody to be hurt. She better hope she never meets me.